Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
All right, we've got Mike filling in today for the Dirt Alert. And before we start this, Mike, we have a very important question for you.
What you got?
We want to know, did you see Everything Everywhere All at Once?
I have not yet.
And what's your excuse?
I haven't got to it yet. Also, haven't seen Avatar The Way of Water, which I want to see both of those, too.
See, there's a lot of movies
that you haven't seen, too.
Okay. That is a very valid excuse. And that movie was not easy even to find. It was just plain, like, movies are not that easy to find unless it's a big one, like Elvis or
Top Gun. So, well, I'll jump in at some point. Obviously, I got to see it here before.
Yeah.
Oscars.
What did you think? All right. So, you got to be bringing us some Oscars
with your dirt.
We'll get to that. Yeah. Well, actually, we can start with that. I don't know. There's one take that I have that I'm very frustrated with because my favorite movie of the entire year was one of the absolute biggest snubs across the board, and that was The Woman King.
I absolutely loved that movie.
It was my favorite of the year. And not only is it not up for Best Picture, Viola Davis, not even up for Best Actress.
And Ana de Armas that terrible movie, Blonde, which is a huge snub because Viola Davis is like Meryl Streep. She is loved in Hollywood. Yeah, so I am wondering what the hell happened to that Oscar campaign and who the hell did Netflix convince that Ana de Armas...
Okay, but wait a minute.
Because she bumped out Viola. Mm-hmm. By having Anna in there, she's the obvious person who doesn't belong.
Okay, let's just talk about this.
Yeah.
You absolutely love that. I remember when you first went and you saw it twice.
I did. Yeah. We saw it twice in the theaters. Yeah. It was one of those. It was kind of after a lull. There wasn't a lot. It was so early in the year. And maybe that's also why.
They didn't know how to promote it. And there wasn't very much marketing of it and stuff. And then all of a sudden, Viola, it started getting... picking up buzz, you know, but it didn't have a real long theatrical
thing. I think that's what it was. It was a kind of a surprise, kind of came out of nowhere. Yeah. But again, from a movie going experience, I went into it thinking, oh, this looks pretty good, whatever. I walked away thinking it was, I mean, a lot of people compared it to like a female Gladiator, if you will, but it was that epic. It really, really was. I absolutely love that movie.
All right, I want to see that because there was an interesting fact today about the Titanic. You know, it's its 25th anniversary is coming up. But Titanic was in movie theaters so long that it was in there so long, a VHS had come out and it was available in Blockbusters at the same time. That's how long that stayed in movie theaters.
Wow.
Probably would have been what happened to Top Gun Maverick if we were still in that era, because that was in there for so long as well. But moving away from movies, the Biebs is a very rich man now. Justin Bieber sold his entire music catalog for $200 million.
What do you think? Lori thinks this is wrong.
He's 28.
Yeah.
So he's selling all of his early stuff, I guess, over his 15-year career. So since he was 12, he sells it for $200 million. I'm sure Scooter Braun, his manager, you know, said, good, do it, you know, because it's a nice commission for him. It just seems, it seems early to release your music, like to not have any control over it anymore.
290 titles, and it's all the music before December 31st, 2021. The only side I can kind of see is there's so much music coming out and so many different ways of making music through TikTok and through whatever.
He's not going to get this kind of an offer again?
Exactly. I don't know. Maybe it's a situation where there's going to be so much competition that the value of music might progressively go down because it's so much, there's going to be so much more competition. It's so much easier to make smash hits. People are making it from their bedroom, no longer from studios.
Right.
I don't know. I'm just saying that might be a reason why, but again, anything made going forward, he would still...
Justin Timberlake must be really wondering what to do, or did he already sell his?
I'm pretty sure he did. Yes,
he
Timberlake did.
Million maybe, yeah,
and I don't know, but NSYNC, those guys are probably wondering.
Yeah. Well, it's just, it's an interesting
time.
You know,
it's a whole different time.
I didn't even think about that, but... Whoa.
I don't know, and apparently somebody who's financially giving him advice thinks they can make more money investing that $200 million than just watching the value of it grow as music. Maybe that's their thought. I don't know.
All right.
We'll see.
You convinced us.
Okay. Sounds good. This was an interesting story. A report from The Sun claims that Disney is going to be bringing back Will Smith to reprise his role as the genie in the sequel to that 2019 Aladdin.
He was great.
Yeah.
He was great as the genie.
We don't have Robin Williams anymore. So,
that's right.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I don't have a problem with that.
That movie, by the way, mixed reviews, mixed thoughts, but 1.5, a little under $1.1 billion worldwide is what that one brought in.
I wonder if they're going to really bring back, if this is just a made-up headline.
It certainly.
Because it is coming from The Sun.
Exactly.
And they could just be making up that there's an Aladdin. I noticed Will Smith, you know, there was no love for that Emancipation
movie.
Did
anyone watch it?
No, and it wasn't critically...
It wasn't liked.
Yeah, yeah, which, you know, but it doesn't mean I might not watch it because I really do like these true story movies, you know, that...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know.
And I finished A Spare, so every time I see a headline now from The Sun, I'm just like, well, I don't even know if that's actually true or not.
Exactly. Exactly. Did you end up liking The Spare?
I loved it, yeah. I really, really thought it was great.
Yeah, I think I haven't finished the book, but I will say I feel like as Harry's editor from afar and as someone who's loved him for a long time from afar, I think there's been entirely too much military stuff in there.
Oh, yeah, and the people are mad about that.
Yeah. Well, not that he's not even, it's not what he's telling us. It's too much military talk.
And he's so detailed. Like, he is so good at painting a picture and putting you in those moments.
We don't need all that. Yeah. And it isn't, no one is mad at him for any, don't believe any of the made up headlines that he's put all these people's lives. He's not doing that. It's the detail of it. And mm-hmm. I'm a military brat, Mike. I mean, I can take some of it, but
sure.
I think that I bet people fast forward over that part. Yeah. Which is like right in the middle of the book.
Easy to do so, yeah.
I'm thinking of doing it myself.
I'm all for it.
But Team Harry forever.
And finally here, we just see that for the first time in her career, Miley Cyrus has debuted at number one on the Billboard Hot 100 charts with that song, Flowers.
Can't believe she's never debuted at number one before.
She hasn't. Her only other number one was Wrecking Ball. And that was for 3 weeks back in 2013, but it did not debut at the top spot. And this, of course, not only is it a huge debut, it also knocks off the mega hit Anti-Hero from Taylor Swift.
Oh, look at that. Well, I'm very excited about this album for Miley.
I love her.
That shows you how hard it is to debut at number one.
Yeah.
Really, it does.
She had so many hits off Wrecking Ball and all of her other stuff. The Climb.
Yeah, I always
think that one Party in the USA. Right. I thought that one, Party in the USA.
I love that one.
Yeah. Yeah, but that slowly worked its way up.
Okay.
Yep, and I guess we got a little time for one more. We'll get this one in quickly. Did you see the most popular dog names of 2022?
Don't tell us.
Oh, you got to hear this. Actually, it was today that highlighted it. We got a second here to listen to this.
Okay. Wow. Well, you all know about those annual lists that offer up the most popular names for babies. Hmm. Did you know there's also a list for dog names? Mm-hmm. The American Kennel Club just announced the most popular dog names for 2022. Here we go. For females, the number one name is Luna, followed by Bella, Daisy, Lucy, and Willow. Yeah. For male dogs, top name is Max, then Milo, Cooper, Charlie, and Teddy.
Charlie made the list.
Those are all people names, too.
Yeah, they are.
Every single one of them.
Luna surprises me.
Yeah,
and that would be number one.
Yeah.
I like Charlie. That's a good name for a dog.
Yeah.
I have a good friend named Charlie, my pickleball partner.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. All right. Mm-hmm. That was fun. But all those names are very good people names.
Yes, they are.
They are.
They could serve both purposes. Yes, of course. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Of course. Yeah. Well,
Lori and Julia here, and it's January, so if you're like us, you are probably looking to brighten things up with a little nightlife, and Chanhassen Dinner Theaters is a great choice because there's literally something for everyone. And coming to the main stage on February 10th is the award-winning musical comedy, The Prom.
We know Chanhassen does the big splashy so well. This is a brand new one. Fresh off Broadway, it's based on a true story. It's contemporary and super funny. I can't wait. Tons of great music and dancing. Hilariously funny and touching story of acceptance and kindness. It's The Prom. Also, Love Letters, you know, we had Don Shelby and Nancy Nelson with us yesterday. They've got 8 shows in February. Wonderful, wonderful shows. It's sold out in November. Great Valentine's Day idea. And don't forget Chanhassen Dinner Theaters has fantastic concerts coming up, tributes to Alabama, Dave Matthews, more stuff. Visit chanhassendt.com for all the info. But Lori, we've never listened, so everybody knows, and it goes, da, 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 and it goes, everybody knows, everybody knows. Da, da,
first
da,
time
da.
You've ever really listened to the whole
well,
damn
never
thing.
Heard it go on that long. We had to blow some time. We had potty breaks.
Yeah, I'm so sorry, you guys. That's a study
that was,
of devil.
That was for half a second.
Julia, yeah, really. I don't know what happened. I forgot to pee at four.
I don't know why you didn't.
Your timing was fine. I barely noticed. Your timing is fine.
All right. So here, I was paging through the Journal of Environmental Psychology this weekend for just some light,
easy reading.
Some light journal skimming. And I came across a study and I thought, well, I mean, we could have told them this, but yet they did a study because this is public. This could be health news. This could be medical news, Joya. This could be happiness news and environmental news.
Okay.
Watching beautiful sunrises and sunsets actually improves your health.
I believe this 100%.
Shocker, right?
And how so?
What a shocking thing.
Because it just makes you feel at peace, or it's just nature at its finest, showing you the wonder of the sun in the world?
Awe is a tough emotion to even define.
Yes.
Okay, so the study authors believed that they could prove by showing photos of different quote-unquote awe-inspiring things that they would be able to measure. Does this enhance your mood? Does this promote positive social behavior? I mean, does it make you happy? And sure enough, Julia, they found out that the theory that just watching a sunrise or a sunset will makes you feel overall better.
And that's why in Minnesota in January, massive amounts of vitamin D are prescribed. We haven't seen a sunrise or a sunset, because I know whenever you see one, you always say to me, if we're walking out, oh my gosh, look at that sunset. Or you'll say the next morning,
a lot of
did
times
you
it's
see
a
that sunset?
Red, you know.
Or just anything, because we see more, at my cabin, I see sunrises, at my house, I see sunsets, but it really is.
Yes, taking a moment to appreciate the daily rhythms of our planet actually enhances our well-being. I think we all kind of knew that, but they, according to the researchers from the University of Exeter, they can measure, and indeed that it positively, absolutely does.
We can quantify joy.
Huh? What?
We can quantify joy.
They did it with all these photos.
It is the truth, because
sunsets and sunrises triggered the most significant boosts in people's feelings of what they described as awe. And they did it with they showed the same shot, but at different times of day.
It doesn't matter. Yeah.
That's how they measured it, you know.
So it's like not necessarily the view. It's like there's something about sunrises and sunsets.
Of course, it's the awe. That the world tilts and turns. The sun actually does that.
Mm-hmm.
And during, the middle of the day, who cares? We're used to, the blue sky is the blue sky. But I get it. Those are events.
Yeah. They also showed like rainbows, thunderstorms, starry skies, moonlit skies. But sunrise and sunsets, those are the big winners for your mood.
I'm all for that.
All right. So, okay. Well, I like that they did this study.
Well, and I think that is important, because I think we always talk about getting out in nature.
Yes.
And in the winter, when it has been so gray and everything, it doesn't matter during the daytime. If you can get out and just feel the...
Well, a winter sunset can be so pretty against all that white. You're missing it. Yeah, I haven't had one.
I told you my exterior solar lights went on yesterday for the first time in the month, because it's been so gray. They are not powered.
Yeah, that's true.
Sad.
Isn't that crazy?
It's just sad.
I know.
But we're getting like 2 minutes more of daylight or something like that. Okay. Would you lie in a job interview to get the job?
Duh.
But not can you get caught?
Well, no, not back in the day. I mean, not big lies. And it was never about things that I've done, it was like, could you do this? I say, of course.
Yes, you stretch the truth in a job interview.
Because they never, you know.
You can't. Yeah, you got to have good answers.
Well, right. And, yeah. You know, have you done that? And you can think of ways that this applies to other areas of your life. Of course.
I mean, this is a study of death.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, let me see where I was skimming and getting this information from. Well, we'll look at that. I didn't even bother to print the rest of the story.
Lori, I love it.
Okay, here's another study of duh, but they just keep studying it because you know what I think? There's always, it's always fundable, Julia. This is from Purdue University. With marriage comes great health benefits. Science shows why tying the knot is good for you. And I'm like, do they do these studies like every 2 months? We get news about marriage. And it used to be, Ellie, before, like when Julia and I were first on the air and for quite a while after, I would get mad. I wouldn't even report these stories because not everybody could get married.
Yeah, well, I don't disagree with you. I mean, that was kind of an issue.
It was a huge issue. So I'd be like, okay, but it turns out when it comes to health, married people have an edge. Particularly
men. I thought that was why you didn't want to talk about
that
it.
That is why. That is why. It was always
a benefit for the men.
For men are better.
Well, I'd heard, too, that the divorce rates, too, are starting to even out for homosexual couples. Mm-hmm. That, like, before they were like, see, no gay couple gets divorced. I was like, they could only get married 2 years ago. Give them time.
Right. Exactly. I mean, you know, you have to be... you know, like Allison, when she was leaving, she goes, well, just how exactly? I said, I don't know how my mom, she did so many Mother of the Bride dresses between my sisters and I. It was 12 weddings. And if you count my stepsisters, it was like 16 times she had to do. And Allison, she just said, oh my gosh, how did she do it? And I said, I have no idea. She just smiled and put on
a
beaded jacket.
That was a lot.
So anyway, but yes, they're doing it again, finding out that marriage and longevity, when it comes to men, basically it's because a married man, and I don't care, maybe you're married to a man or maybe you're married to a woman, but somebody is definitely bothering you, bugging you, whatever word you want to use.
To take care of yourself. Yep.
I would agree that that helps in a relationship.
Yeah. Yeah, someone is doing it. Someone is gotta do that thing. But again, it's because they feel like you know, women are the primary caretaker in committed relationships. So obviously, this was a hetero study.
Well, if it's two women, you just switch off.
Exactly.
You just switch off who's doing more at any given time.
So anyway, I'm just like, oh my gosh. This was published in The Conversation, Julia, which I'm going to not subscribe to anymore.
I hope not.
Yeah. You know, I don't feel like I really got anywhere with you because I've told you this study. They have it every 2 months.
I've heard it so many times. I didn't mean to tune out, but I was wah, wah, wah.
Yeah,
I know. Elvis would fill in the middle. Austin Butler. And I'm like, wah, wah, wah. Okay, look at the time.
My chair under Julia's shady palm tree.
That's right. We're giving shade out here, right and left, right. Ellie. All right, when we come back, there's a couple cool shows on tonight that people might want to know about. We're going to tell you about those when we come back. Hey, gang. It's Lori and Julia here for Hammer Next. Okay, so... I told you I went to this cabin that was just gorgeous this weekend, and I just marveled over the flooring.
Did they replace all the flooring?
Yeah, of course. It was just completely redone. It was so gorgeous. And, you know, I just think if you are in the market for ideas and want some great product, the most product for flooring under, you know, one roof in the upper Midwest, Hammernix is the place to go. They have... the new location at the Flooring Superstore on 169 and Bass Lake Road in St. Paul and Ray Street. But when you go in there, there's just so many cool choices now with the carpets. They're so plush. The technology means you could have lighter carpets than you could ever have before because the stains don't stain. Even for your pets, if you like to have carpet, but you like to have new puppies and stuff with right. the urine, they've got PetSmart carpeting. They've got it all at Hammernix, plus a 12% upfront discount. All right, the week of the Madonna ticket giveaway.
That's right. That, you know, that song with Doja Cat, she's in this post that Ellie posted today about Paris Fashion Show at the same Schiaparelli.
Oh, that outfit.
That red. She's doused in red. I can't figure it out.
Looks like she wants to be a red animal in a movie. I don't get it.
It looks like red bubble wrap. It's like they're like bizarre. Little beads all over her
definitely
skin.
Kylie got the better dress wearing that. The big plushy lion head on her shoulder, but she apparently wasn't too happy that Irina Shayk came out in that dress. She thought she was getting exclusive.
I know.
That's the word on the fashion street.
I love that.
Jewels.
Okay, so here are a couple things that are happening tonight.
On the TV streets.
On the old TV scene and the old TV screen-a-rooski. Accused. This is what Grant watched on Fox, and it was the most watched show. It was after the not the Super Bowl.
Got it on the DVR.
It's tonight. It's on Fox at 8 o'clock. It's
a replay of what would happen the
other night? Yeah, it's Marilee Matan. She sets a compassionate tone.
Marley Matlin.
I know it. I never,
Marilee Matan.
It's better than Marilee Matel.
Marley Matlin.
It's a legal anthology, and it's supposed to be really good.
I know, but is it just a replay of Sunday night?
I'm not telling you.
Okay. You can't tell me or you won't tell me.
I'm not telling you.
Or you don't
and I won't
know.
Tell you. And I'm
not. I think it's
I
a
love
replay.
To say her name. Marilee Matan.
If that isn't dyslexia at full display.
I know.
Because it does look like Marley Matan. If you it looked does. At the spelling.
It looks like Marilee.
Marley. Well,
yeah, Marley.
I don't know if you were getting Marilee, but I'm really amused by it.
All right. Yeah, I'm the worst.
Okay,
and
so
then if you,
accused.
Yes, and if you were...
It's like a Law and Order kind of anthology. Every episode, it's one and done.
Yeah, it seems like the spin is that they don't know why they're on trial.
Yeah,
right,
something
I think,
like that.
I think that'd be kind of cool. And then if you were a Roberta Flack, Killing Me Softly fan, there is PBS American Masters is on tonight at 7 o'clock, and it's using her own words and profile. I mean, it would be just really, she was a civil rights activist.
Yeah, oh my gosh.
She was the theme song to my parents' divorce.
Yeah.
I already had a good song.
Remember the other day we were talking about like bad songs to sing, you know, like the people accidentally pick for their
weddings.
A family member walked down the aisle to that song.
Oh, that's not what that song's about. That's weird.
Well, isn't it weird? Again, like I said, it was a hit.
It was a huge song in like 19, whatever it was. 74.
Well, then the Fugees cover came out and it blew up again.
It did. It did.
Which is a great cover.
Yes, that
is the theme song to my parents' divorce, and it was my dad's record player at the Commodore Hotel where he moved into.
It's such a sad breakup song.
Oh.
I heard he had a good song. I heard he had a style.
Imagine you were in your wedding dress walking down your aisle.
They got married. The guy sang on a guitar and strummed his song and sang that song. And Julia, that was the last wedding, the one and only wedding I've ever been in. I swore them off after that.
Oh, you actually were in one.
Yeah, my aunt's wedding.
Oh,
that was my
right.
aunt's wedding. Yeah. It swore me off weddings. I became anti-bridesmaid.
You did. How I Met Your Father. It's the second season streaming on Hulu. And Hilary Duff was on this yesterday, I think, with Long Gray America. She's so darling.
Yeah.
And that's supposed to be a lot of fun. And then the Will Trent show. Have you watched that yet?
I have three on the DVR. I'm ready to watch it. I've read those books.
He's a detective. It looks good. And that's on ABC at 9. And
Kelly was real, real good yesterday. She had all four of the 80 for Brady ladies on for the whole hour. It was so fun.
That would be so fun.
Yeah.
And I have like a couple more.
Oh, okay.
I'm not done.
All right.
But we can go to the 80 for Brady, which is opening this Friday night.
Yes, it
along
looks so
with
cute.
Shotgun Wedding.
Yeah.
Tonight, if you're watching the Australian Open at all, there is something sort of in our time zone. There's a 9:30 match between two Americans, and this is the quarterfinals. It's a big darn deal. There are so many American men and women that are really getting traction.
Yeah.
And it's Ben Shelton against Tommy Paul. It should be a really good match.
Who's the cutest? Who do we want?
It's a mix-up because I kind of like Tommy Paul's mustache.
For Mr. Mustache.
And Ben Shelton was not even on. You know, he's one of those that just was playing in the to get in.
I'll go with Mr. Mustache for five, please.
Okay, and then if you stay up till 2:30 a.m., you can watch Djokovic play Rublev, which would be a great match.
Yeah, okay.
And then...
Are you excited about the Federer? Did you watch that little trailer
for the documentary? He's got a documentary coming out, and it's from late 2020 through his retirement. Of course, I will watch that and love it. But I also have to say, has anyone watched Breakpoint, the Netflix tennis thing?
No. I know Ellie hasn't.
No, tennis is not my thing.
Yeah.
Oh, but the personalities on the court.
It got very good reviews.
I know.
It got very good reviews. I mean, yeah, no, I haven't watched it either, but I've thought about it, Julia.
And here's a snub, okay? Did anyone watch Hustle, the Adam Sandler movie where he's the recruiter? Yeah. That's kind of, people are kind of saying he got a little snubbed because he was wonderful.
He only got nominated for one award through this whole season.
Yeah, so that feels wrong.
How can the Oscars snub him?
It doesn't matter. People liked it and thought maybe that he'd get a little more recognition in this group of people.
Yeah, no.
That's
not how Hollywood works.
You know Hollywood.
Tough enough.
You know Hollywood. And if anyone knows anyone...
He got nominated for a SAG award, which is the Screen Actors the biggest... voting block, but it wasn't enough to push him into Oscar, Julia. But that explains why he got it from the actors. And that if he wins that, that'll mean the most.
And if anyone is going to the AARP
movie for grown-ups
awards Sunday at the
Beverly Wilshire, the Pretty Woman Hotel,
we'll carry your bag.
We're available.
We'll do, what is that thing that people used to do?
I'll dermaplane.
I'll draw your eyebrows.
Yeah, we'll do anything.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
We'll entertain you. So anyway, that's happening Sunday. Lori and I are planning on busting in on that.
Yeah, it's very exciting.
I know.
To think of it. We haven't done anything. I mean, we have busted in at parties at the SAG Awards.
I hope you're bringing credential-looking things, even from the My Talk Cat Video Award.
Yeah.
I'm going to... Wouldn't that be... Lori?
No, remember the time we snuck in, like, through two... Like, there was tubing and asbestos, what we were kind of crawling over.
Yes. We've done many scary things.
Ellie, you would not believe it.
Die-hearted your way into an event venue.
Yes. As a joke for my credential necklaces, I'm going to find my Talk Video Award.
And Alan Cumming is the host, and all kinds of people are nominated.
There.
And it's like been on for 25 years.
21.
And we got the bad news that the Screen Actor Guild Awards, they're not even going to be on TNT or TBS. It's going to be on Netflix's YouTube.
I know.
You guys.
I know.
Ugh, that's sad. And they're not even going to have a press room. So we're not feeling good about what's happening.
Well, Alan Cumming, at least.
Yeah, I know. He's so cute.
Tom Cruise is nominated for this.
Yes.
Bill Nye, Tom Hanks.
Yeah, no, there's a real good lineup. And I think
don't
if people
forget
are
your
smart,
credentials,
they're
Lori.
Showing up. Yes, I know.
Thanks, Ellie, for filling in. Grant should be back tomorrow.
Well, anytime.
Have a good night, everybody.
Job done. Off you go.